If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gula Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Now, Gugu, we've been speaking about Starlink from a South African perspective. We obviously aren't allowed to have Starlink. In fact, there was a guy who had imported it illegally, and all of his Starlink devices were, I think, confiscated about 3 weeks ago. Starlink has officially launched, however, in Lesotho. How's that going?
So far, they're only about 3 days in, from what we understand. So local publication Ground App is actually reporting that a Lesotho-licensed reseller called T-Connect officially launched Elon Musk's satellite internet service known as Starlink. It's been in the headlines for much over the last few years, largely because it essentially uses a constellation of thousands of satellites in low Earth orbit to basically provide cheaper and more efficient internet access, largely to more rural areas. But in terms of Lesotho in particular, from what we understand, as we know, very small economy, closed economy with a very high reliance on South Africa. They've essentially been struggling in terms of their economic woes, and that was compounded by Donald Trump imposing 50% import tariffs earlier on this year. Now, it does seem as though Lesotho is doing this under a significant amount of pressure to make sure that they actively participate with their global counterparts. This, from what we understand, the official launch did have several members of government as well as the private sector actively participating. In particular, the likes of Nolo Letele, who's known as a legend in particular for helping MultiChoice actually spread across more than 50 countries across the continent. Various ministers as well were present at this particular launch, and it's still not certain as to how successful it will be, how it's been taken up. But from what we understand, it's been launched largely to provide internet service to schools and hospitals. So really prioritizing internet access to the public sector, how the data, the information will be controlled, acknowledged and protected has yet to be disclosed. But I think an interesting one, given that Starlink has been in the headlines for quite some time, just to see how Lesotho has gone ahead by officially launching its services in the country.
Yeah. Now, I remember, I think it must be maybe 8 or 9 years ago, maybe longer, I'm not sure. There was a walk bridge that collapsed in Sandton, over Sandton Drive. I don't know if you remember that story. And
it must have been not next to Grayston, if I'm not mistaken. Remember, there was Marian Roberts and they were actually participating in that.
Yes. Anyway, there's a new pedestrian bridge now that's going to be, I guess, giving access between Sandton City shopping centers. So if you've ever been to Sandton City, there's the one side that's by the Michelangelo side. Then there's the other side, which is by the Nelson Mandela Square side. I'm assuming that bridge is going to be an overpass between that road.
Funny enough, it isn't. It's actually going to be on the other side. So if you know Sandton Drive, on the corner is the U.S. Consulate. Further down the road, you'd actually find a place where they have the independent or standalone iStore. That's essentially where the bridge will actually be built at Growth Point Properties. That will then link into the entrance where the Woolies entrance in particular is at the Sandton City Shopping Center. And this is largely driven by Growth Point Properties. It's one of the largest REITs in the African continent and essentially has already broken down on this particular pedestrian bridge. They do say it's because it does offer not only pedestrians who are using public transport, but even those who want additional parking outside of the Sandton City Shopping Center to gain access to the building. So this will be over Sandton Drive, in particular on the side where the standalone iStore is, coming essentially from Growth Point's head office that is also located there. So far, we know that they're spending about 26 million rand. They've officially broken ground on this. So if anyone drives along that route and happens to see increased construction activity, this is essentially that pedestrian bridge that's being built. We've been told that it is using, I guess, elements of renewable energy and renewable themes within infrastructure just to make sure that it does align with the ESG controls of the business. But in terms of its structural integrity, I guess that has yet to be seen. But typically, this does go through the necessary processes with the engineering and industry professionals involved.
No, it does. What are the markets looking like?
Markets, despite the up and down regarding the geopolitical environment in the Middle East and how the US has responded, believe it or not, we've actually seen a positive outcome. It does seem as though investors are still quite optimistic that we won't see significant shortages in oils in the next few weeks. The All Share Index will open up from 95,887 points. Currency-wise, we've actually strengthened to the US dollar. Now it's 17.74, 24.16 to the British pound, and now 20.60 against the euro.
Thank you very much. It brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gula Tufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.